AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The price of gas is reaching painfully high levels. AAA says drivers are paying $4.37 for a gallon of regular on average, 25 cents higher than a month ago. AAA's Andrew Gross says opening up the strategic oil reserve doesn't help much.
That's about 1 million barrels a day for the next 6 months. You're talking 180 million barrels of oil. But it's still about 10% of what we produce overall every day as a country. So while it helps, it isn't going to really drop the price dramatically.
Russian forces pummeled the strategic port city of Odessa in Ukraine. John Kirby is at the Pentagon.
There has been no impact at least none that I'm tracking or that we're tracking, no impact to the flow and shipment of material into Ukraine.
On Capitol Hill, Defense Intelligence Director Lieutenant General Scott Barrier was asked to assess the war.
The Russians aren't winning. And the Ukrainians aren't winning.
Barrier doesn't see an end in sight.
If Russia doesn't declare war and mobilize, the stalemate's going to last for a while, and I don't see a breakout on either side. If they do mobilize and they do declare war, that'll bring thousands of more soldiers to the fight.
Elon Musk says if his deal to buy Twitter goes through, he will lift the Twitter ban of former President Donald Trump. President Biden is warning voters unhappy with soaring inflation and his stalled domestic agenda against turning power over to ultra-MAGA Republicans in the midterm elections. New York Congressman Tom Reed is resigning, leaving office more than 7 months before his term ends. Reed is a Republican and said last year he would not seek re-election after he was accused of sexual misconduct. A man found floating on a raft in the ocean off Rhode Island in 2016 after his boat sank has been indicted on charges alleging he killed his mother at sea to inherit the family's estate. This is AP News. Tom Brady already has a job ready when he retires from the NFL.
The seven-time Super Bowl champion will join Fox Sports as its lead football analyst when his playing days are over. But the network says Brady will decide when that will be. Brady announced his retirement this offseason, but recently changed his mind, saying he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd NFL season. Fox says Brady will join Kevin Burkhardt on its top broadcast team. Brady also will serve as an ambassador for the network. He won his seventh Super Bowl with the Bucs after the 2020 season. Brady teamed up with Bill Belichick to win 6 Super Bowls in 20 seasons with the Patriots. I'm Mike Hempen.
Minor league players and Major League Baseball have reached a settlement in a lawsuit alleging teams violated minimum wage laws. Details were not released. A trial had been scheduled to start June 1st. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.